Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I think I got to skip this song when it comes up in my Spotify now, I think. Crazy Town, Butterfly. That's a great open. Carlos made it. Carlos Ortiz, it's a great open.
And Crazy Town got no royalties from this whatsoever.
Absolutely nothing. Maybe four people asked me what's that song. Maybe they got four new fans. But I don't know. I don't know why I picked it. I was just looking for a song that I thought would work as a quick intro, and I liked the hook, and so we edited it together. And then Carlos, when we had our season premiere,
yeah, what a bit we paid off there. All we did was shuffle the deck chairs on the Titanic.
We didn't know.
No, we didn't know, but we were like, you know what would be cool? If we just had the Bartometer on Tuesdays instead of Thursdays. Oh, what a great idea. I bet totally.
We had a new open.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably my second crowning jewel of the show.
I might say this again when I wrap up, but I want to say this here because we were hoping that somebody would be like, oh, they're talking about you know, the season premiere, that's an interesting radio bit, and write an article on us. And I had said, what's interesting is we do a radio show on 150-plus radio stations across the country, and people that work in the radio trades, nobody cares about us because we're not posting social clips. That's where they're getting all their news. These radio publications are getting their news from social clips. I'll probably say this again. They're getting their news from social clips. And I had a couple of people say, well, don't you think there's a problem? Wouldn't you still be employed if you had social clips? You know why I'm glad that we didn't go on YouTube in this 2 years? You know why I'm glad that we didn't have social clips of the show? Because we are, just like John Cena was the last real champion, we are the last real radio show. We are the last real radio show. Just radio. Podcast, okay. But we're not on video. We're not on YouTube. You don't see our clips. We are a radio show. And everybody's trying to be, you know, but and it's fine that you should be, but we were a radio show. And I like that about this. And I'll always be happy about that. I'll always be happy about that. Let's go to Doug. He's in Wisconsin. Doug.
Hey, I think that Bob guy worked for Westward One.
No. What's up?
Hey, I just want to shout out to you and Carlos, and a shout out to the Badgers women's volleyball team. They got to the Final Four. They lost tonight. I watched it.
Yeah, they won the first set, right, and then lost?
Yeah, they crushed them, and then they came back. But, hey, Final Four was good. I didn't think they were going to go that far this year. But
well, now you don't have to watch it on Saturday with a loaded slate of football, including the Packers and right. College football.
Packers,
did you guys see ESPN put out a video hyping up the college football playoff? JMU's not in it, and Tulane's not in it. I'm just warning everybody, the conversation around the college football playoff this weekend is going to be abhorrent. It's either going to be these teams won and they're still scum, or they lost and no school that's not a Power 2 conference can ever play again. It's BS. I'm tired of it. I will not give it up.
You are the last radio show for sports, so I agree with that, and both you guys, I've been listening a long time, you know, but I've been listening to you guys regularly, and it's time for you and Horvath to come home. Sports.
I would love to be back with Horvath, man. I would love to.
Yeah, it's time for you guys to come home, so I just want to shout out and say good luck.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Doug in Racine. Kyle's in Atlanta. Kyle.
Hey, Bart, just wanted to call in and first-time caller, but long-time listener. I just wanted to thank you and Carlos because you guys are just – I listen to you guys every night. You guys are the greatest show ever. I'm 14 years old, so not a lot of people my age listen to radio, but I love you guys.
And I think all the ones that do call into this show, I think.
Yeah, Eli in Washington or whatever. That guy Bob can kick Ross. Rock.
No, we're fine with Bob. We don't need to pile on Bob. We're good.
Yeah, but I just love you guys, and I'm really sad you're leaving. I listen to you guys every night. It's 1:05 in the morning right now, but I got school tomorrow, but you know, whatever.
Kyle.
I'll fall asleep.
Hey, do you have your radio on, or are you on your phone, or how are you listening?
I listen on my smart speaker, yeah. So I just
okay, and just you're in your room, and you kind of fall asleep to it.
Nah, I don't fall asleep. You guys are the best. I love your personality.
Oh, Kyle.
You guys are so negative on yourself, you know, a lot. But I think the way you guys do radio is so entertaining and so good. And go dogs.
Kyle, I appreciate that. Little go dogs in there. I'm asking him because I'm thinking about myself as a 14-year-old, and I'm thinking about when I would listen to radio. And I did listen to radio every night in my room. I listened to the top 9 at 9 countdown on WIXX in Green Bay. And then I would record the songs, and then I would do my own radio shows with those songs. Now, I have obviously recorded over all those cassette tapes because then I got a little older and thought that was not cool. And now here I am older and wish I went back and did that. So there's going to be a time, kids that are still listening, there's going to be a time where you do something and you think it's super lame and you're going to get rid of it. Don't do that. Hide it for a while if you have to, but if you've done something, you're going to want to go back and revisit that. So I would listen to radio a lot. I'd have the music on a lot, but I stayed up very late watching Conan O'Brien. I watched Howard Stern when he was on E! I watched Cheers came on every night at like 1 o'clock. I watched a lot of Cheers. Taxi. I grew up in the 90s when Seinfeld and Friends or all that was on. But for like the comedies, I watched a ton of those and got real familiar with them because of Nick at Night and TV Land and the stuff late at night. So, I mean, I would watch Cheers every night. And that's kind of the stuff that I grew up on. So I think that's great that he at least had, we were, you know, someone that he could grow up on for a while. And then now we're going away. Robert is in Annapolis. Robert.
Well, hey, voices. Here we go. It's the final countdown. You know, I did forget to mention my comment on Tua last night when I called in. I got distracted with other things. But, you know, months ago, we talked about the best job in professional sports. And I said, how about the backup quarterback in the NFL? They get however many millions of dollars to carry a clipboard. And now we have a guy who's going to get over $50 million a year just to be an emergency quarterback. He doesn't even have to carry the clipboard.
Well, Zach Wilson's job is pretty great, too, because he is the backup. But then when they started someone else, he got passed right over. So he's still the backup. Perfect job.
All right, let me wax philosophical here. I usually judge people by three things. There's a lot of things, but let me just go three. If you have a child, you got to be a good parent. You should always provide a home to a pet. And you should always bring joy to others. And that's what you guys have done. Let's say entertainment rather than joy. But you guys have done that very well. And I thank you for that. And I, on behalf of everybody who listens to you, we all thank you for that. But let's do this. You're less than an hour from your radio show execution. I'm going to grant you a last meal. What would you guys like for your last meal?
Like my actual last meal, if I had to eat a last meal of food?
Yeah, you know, when they execute somebody, they give them a last meal. What would you request, you and Carlos and Marco, if he wants to chime in?
Well, he can't talk tonight, so we'll give him a pass.
I'm sure Marco and I could both split this last meal.
Hey, you guys take care. I'll see you on the other side. Thanks,
Robert, you know all of this means a lot coming from you.
Hey, look. You know, when you're my age at 73, not many people listen to you anymore, and I appreciate you listening to me. You take care, okay, Favre? I bet.
He called you Favre?
I think he called me Fart.
Robert's a good egg. You know what? He asked a question. I'll answer it, even and probably nobody cares. Like a la Barry. If I had the last meal, dude, I'm a red blooded American. At the end of the day, despite my ethnicities and quirks and stuff like that, I gotta have a nice marbled thick ribeye steak. Give me a side of lobster mac and cheese. Now, I don't want to go too carb-heavy, even though I would. Mashed potatoes is also a strong option. But let's just say, let's get some green on the plate, some steamed asparagus will be the second side. And I don't like alcoholic beverages while I'm eating. I'll either have my alcoholic beverage before or after my meal, never in between. So you give me that with a strawberry lemonade, and then just go ahead and shoot me in the head.
Okay. Mine would be, I would go nostalgic. So things I've been thinking of are like the chili my dad used to make when we were kids growing up, or even the grilled cheese or the eggs. Not that it was like any good, but it would just be that taste of nostalgia. My grandma's Thanksgiving, she made this polenta that was, I mean, everyone thinks it's terrible, but just something about it, coziness at my grandma's. So on that topic, the first taste that came to my head that I would love to have again is not going to be impressive to anybody. But when I was in college, Brothers had these 10-cent wings that were like nuclear orange, okay? And you would get maybe 20 of them for $2. And then they would also have dollar High Lifes. And you would just go and pound these gross wings with the High Lifes. And then you would try to go to the bar with the dance stage and make out with a chick with that breath. And that's what I would have. I would request 20 of the nuclear orange 2005 style Brothers wings with two Miller High Lifes. That would be my last meal. I hope I never die. Charles is in Austin. Charles.
Hey, Bart, how's it going? First time caller, I guess last time listener, unfortunately. But I was hoping to get one of those bell rings. Listen, I've been listening to you guys since the very beginning. I was listening to JR and then Pharrell in this time slot going way back. But I don't know if you're getting tired of hearing it from folks, but you guys are just the best. And it's a bummer that you're leaving. I won't take up too much of your time, but a while ago, I remember you singing some song, and part of it was like, why do they call it goodbye? It should be called bad bye.
Oh yeah, that's my country song.
Yeah. I know it's not a request show and you're short on time, but if there's any way to spin that, I'd love to hear that one again. But, I guess I just wanted to say bad bye to you and Carlos with a K, and Marco, even though he sounds like a fork in a garbage disposal tonight, the show will be greatly missed, and I really do hope you guys land somewhere else on the radio, because it's been great. I would have felt bad if I hadn't been called in just once, and I ran out of time to do it before tonight, so I'm glad I was able to get through.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks for reminding me of that. I don't know where that is. Do you remember? It went like, goodbye, it ain't that bad. Something like that it was. I don't have that. Where the hell is it?
I don't know. It's stuck in my head so much that like every time I say goodbye to somebody now, I remember that and chuckle. And I sometimes will just say bad bye and I won't explain it and they don't get it. But I get it, and that's what matters.
God, I gotta have that somewhere. All right, I'm gonna look for that like crazy for the next 5 minutes.
I can't remember where it's from, but I remember it too.
Because I said it, I can make a country song in 2 minutes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I do remember that.
Oh, all right. Thanks for the reminder, Charles. Thanks for the call.
You got it. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Charles in Austin.
Glad he got through because the lines have been jam-packed.
Yeah, and we're not going to get to everybody.
That's just the unfortunate reality of it. That's kind of to be expected when one of your favorite shows, because screw it, we're good, is getting kicked off of the air. Everybody zero whatsoever. Everybody wants to leave flowers at the grave, and I appreciate it. At least I know that on my way out, I got a bunch of bouquets that I got to clean up after once they wilt.
All right, we'll get to some more. Appreciate all of this. This is hard and weird and good and insane. This is the Bart Winkler Show. You ever wake up in your apartment or house and the girl that you like is there too, but she came out of a different room than you did?
I shouldn't admit this on air, but I hope I know my wife is sleeping. So yes. And I'm like, didn't I just see you last week? How did you get in here?
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Oh, man. Crazy times.
This is the Bart Winkler Show. It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's time to be done doing the thing I've done. I ain't gonna do it anymore. It's time to be done doing the thing I love. The thing I've done before. It's time to look in the mirror real good. Used to could and then you would, but now you know you should. Goodbye, it ain't that bad, or else they'd say bad bye. Goodbye, but if it's good, then why's it make you cry? Goodbye, just another way to say bad bye. Bad bye. Nothing good when you wanna cry.
Oh my God.
How
thank
do we not
you,
end the show with this? Like, let's just throw a Jody Mack interview on for the rest of the 31 minutes. Sorry, all of you are on hold. Just get off. We're done. It's a Saturday night get-together here with Jody Mack on the Infinity Sports Network with the Flat Man. Talk about some horse racing on Saratoga. I ran out of steam.
I forgot I did that.
I remember it vividly. That was incredible. I hope none of you actually jump off. We'll try to get the calls.
Myers Leonard retired from the NBA That's by right. writing a country song.
Unbelievable. So and it wasn't half bad.
I know. I know. I mean, my singing could use some work, but... And the lyric, but there's something that you can bounce off of, you know? So I captioned it. It's on my YouTube. Myers Leonard retired from the NBA by writing a country music song. So I am retiring, parentheses, someday too. And then I did that. All right, I got to fly through some of these if you don't mind. Jeff's in Wisconsin. Jeff.
Number one, I'm going to start with Carlos. Carlos has been absolutely wonderful. He hasn't always put me on. I don't always have time to call in because I work nights. But, Carlos, you do a wonderful work, and if anyone doesn't hire you, they're morons. Bart, nobody has represented Wisconsin as well as you. This has been such a gut punch to me. I can't even. And I always joke on LinkedIn. I always say my good buddy, my friend, Bart Winkler. Bart, we've never even been in the same bar room together. But, like, I feel like I know you. You are Wisconsin. Like, I know you represented us so well. I'll always carry you in my heart. and you know how to get a hold of me on LinkedIn. So if you're ever going to be in Madison, let me know.
Yeah, let's fix that bar room problem.
Well, exactly. And I know, you know, and I remember there was some guy from Maryland, and he was like, too much Wisconsin stuff. Are you kidding? The East Coast is rammed down my throat on the regular, not having it anymore. You are the delight. And much like many of your listeners, I started out as a radio, TV, and film major. You guys do radio better than anybody. And the reason they're taking you off is the tech bros want the spectrum. They don't want us listening to good stuff on the radio for free where they can't do it. That's why you guys are gone. You did radio better than anybody. Better than anybody. No one will argue different to me. And I don't want to monopolize the time. I know everyone wants to. I tried to call last night. You guys mean the world to me. You're so good at what you do. You are so good. Really, really appreciate
you. LinkedIn connections that I could utilize there, Jeff? It's pretty good.
Oh,
pretty
my
good
God. Yes, 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 yes. So keep hitting it. DM me, whatever the hell they call it on that goddamn thing. I'm a big part of Weird LinkedIn. You fit in totally. And I did my best to push your show, and I'm sorry it didn't take hold, but I know what these Cumulus guys are up to, and they don't know good radio. They don't.
Jeff, I appreciate you, buddy. We're going to get in a bar.
Oh, yes, we are, and hopefully we're on the same side of it.
We won't. All right, I'll talk to you, Jeff.
You are the best, guys. Honest to God. You guys, you are as good as it gets in this business, and if people don't realize that, that's on them. It ain't on you guys at all.
That's Jeff in Wisconsin. Very nice. Bert is in Baltimore. Bert.
What's up, Barty, Bart, and Carlos of the K? I've been trying to get on with you guys literally all week. Your phones are blowing up, obviously.
I know. It's about time.
Yeah, right? Hey, did you ever see Private Parts, Howard Stern's movie?
Yeah, a lot.
So you remember what spurred him on to his big career in New York, where he got fired?
What part are you talking about?
WDC in Washington, D.C., the station it was owned by a Godfrey LaBar.
Yeah.
Godfrey LaBar was my uncle.
Oh.
Needless to say, when that door closed, my uncle was a total D-bag. Did nothing but open the biggest of doors for Howard to go on and become the most popular radio DJ and wealthiest in history, and I wish you both the same and expect nothing less.
Well, Bert, I appreciate you.
I want to thank you guys for everything. I echo what everyone else said and let you know that the decision to not carry you over to Westwood One is absolute bull.
Watch it right, there. Carlos, okay, Bert.
Carlos didn't jump me. I wasn't going to say it.
You're good. I know. You're good. I got to let you go, though, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you, Bert. Carlos, what was the answer to my off-air question, yes or no? Wait, what was my question?
Yeah, what was your question? About the future, ..
No, I just asked you.
Just asked me?
I asked you on the screener.
Oh, yes. Not currently in the room, but yes, okay. He's still here.
All right. Well, I do want to take a minute to thank Carlos Ortiz, if I may. I took over, obviously, David Shepard, and I talked to Shepard earlier tonight, and then we had a bunch of people, you know, trying to figure out what was next. I remember you called, and we had like a 30-minute, I remember like the part of the neighborhood where I talked to you on the phone, and I was very excited about.
Yeah, I felt so awkward watching you walk. It was weird.
I told you I was on a walk.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. When I called, I'm like, and then we FaceTime, and I'm like,
oh, we did FaceTime. I was walking.
I'm like literally thinking, I'm like, this guy is really walking around right now. All right, whatever.
Yeah, I walk every day. Job, so. I lost weight by walking every day. Anyway.
Not judging.
You're great. I love you.
Okay. I hope not, because neither of us are dead.
I did realize what I did remember what I wanted to say. I thought about this the other day when I was with my friends in Denver. I thought, these are friends that a lot of them I went to high school with but didn't really get friendly with until college. And then you go along your life and you meet people and you hang out with them and you're friends for different circumstances. But then there's people that come along and there's like a fabric and a chemistry there where it's like, oh, we're built of the same cloth. This is easy. And you are like that to me. So thank you for being you.
You know, it's funny that you say that because, and I don't have anything to prepare. So we're just going to talk off the cuff here because that's usually 90% of what I do here anyway. The 10% is when I have to be forced to write a call or fold. So, surprise, ladies and gentlemen, I actually write my call or folds like 2 minutes before we come back from break.
I got a lot to say at the end.
I'm going to make this quick. Honestly, it's really echo those sentiments. I appreciate the long rope that you've given me, the creative freedom. It really has meant a lot because I don't know if I would have been able to kind of express like the ideas that I have in my head in order to execute it, to craft how a sound shows, things of that nature. All
how
that's
a sound
possible.
Shows, yeah. How a sound shows.
You know what I mean. All of that is possible Jesus because, you, honestly, as I'm trying to say nice things about you here, you are reaming me off the
road.
You're
not even saying real sentence. All right, I'll stop.
Yeah, yeah. Talk into your mic. Be a professional. You've allowed me to basically do whatever I want here. And I don't mean that, to be funny about it. It's like, hey, if I have an idea, Bart encourages it. Bart, wants to see people around him do well. He's pushed me to talk more, which is probably much to the chagrin of management and some of our listeners here. Everything that Bart has allowed me to do has meant the world. And this royally sucks because we do such a tremendous job based on, obviously, the callers that are reaching out. I read every single tweet. If I don't get back to everybody individually, I see it. And I know it's just a small microcosm of the people that we have been able to bring that joy and entertainment, like Robert said, to them. We deserve better than this. I'll be very honest. I understand the nature of this business, and a lot of people, a lot of really good, talented people are going to be in the same boat with us. But I was very thankful and fortunate, and I really thank God or whatever it is that you believe in that I was able to get paired with Bart. And thank God that Stu said no. Because yeah. Imagine how different things would have been if I didn't get this gig. So, Bart, it's obviously not goodbye. I'm going to be jumping on in the Winklerverse because you offered me the spot to do so. So I will. I love you, buddy. And, we'll keep this train rolling on a different track.
And for Marco, even though he can't talk, what I love about this is, people. I always like the update, and then you talk to the update guys. And then, Mark and I have never met in real life, but I do think, especially when it's the three of us talking, I don't think you can replicate that anywhere else. Like, it's me and Carlos, but a lot of people like us, but then you add Marco to it, and I really have liked that dynamic, and he's been at this network for so long, and what's happening with you update guys is brutal. I hate it. Obviously, I love Dad Corner and all the advice. The biggest thank you I have to Marco is on the nights where Carlos isn't here and the people that are filling in are a wet paper bag, and you save me on some segments, so thank you.
No, I know I do. I know I do. And I wish I had more. I wish I had more that I could add to this, but I don't want to make anybody's night worse.
We just want to get you through the update. If you ever think like, hey, Bart, you're a nice guy, you can text me. We don't want you to ruin your voice anymore.
Well, if it makes you feel better, what I was going to tell you is to go screw yourself. But, obviously I got no voice left, so it just doesn't come across with the same, oomph. Yeah.
He's going to give you an update he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound terrible.
Thank you. And seriously, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're the only reason I came in tonight.
I knew that.
Only.
I know.
I didn't know I was this bad, but I knew it was bad. Even my 11-year-old, when I left the house, was like, where are you going? You can't go on the radio like that.
But you're at least off tomorrow now, right?
I am.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
So you can, that worked. Now you get a weekend. I gave you a weekend, a three-day weekend.
Which, and by the way, so as much as this is...
And soon you're going to have a 900-day weekend.
Yes, I'll have nothing but weekends. As bad as this is, and from day one, I'm not going out totally like a whimper because I'd like to think my voice will be back because I'll still be here Monday and Tuesday, just not at night.
All right, I'll be
in the afternoon.
I am going to sign off, not for me, but for everybody at this network and for you guys, the listeners. I will get right into it after the update, but I don't like how this process happened. And I don't think you guys were thought of at all. And I'm very upset about it. And that's how I'm going to say goodbye. So that'll be coming up next. Right now, an update from Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. It is the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network for the last time, the final segment of the show. So what do you do on a final segment? You say goodbye. And I am going to now say goodbye. And I've thought about this for really 2 months now. That's when we found out what was happening. do I sign off bitter or do I sign off appreciative? Because I am a little of both. And so I'm going to sign off a little of both. And in a sign off, a lot of times you want to pay respect to the people who put you here. You want to pay respect to the people that have listened to you. And you also kind of like want to make sure you don't say anything too nasty just in case it's going to hurt you in the future. And I'm not worried about any of that. I don't know that like my future hinges on what I say for these next 10 minutes, but I'm just going to be me. Because on this show and in everything I've ever done in radio, I've always been me. I think that being genuine is the most important thing you can be. I can go home and go to bed and be mad that we didn't get enough articles written about us. I can go home and go to bed that other people make more money than we do. I can go home and go to bed and say other people are getting opportunities that I'm not. I can do that. I can regret things that I've made decision wise. I can lament about some things. But the thing that I never have to worry about when I lay my head on the pillow is you're a fraud. You were not yourself. You're a grifter. You're scum. You're just doing it for the money, doing it for the paycheck. I've always thought I just needed to be me. This station has allowed me to do that. This station, the affiliates have allowed me to do that. Our bosses have allowed me to do that. David Miernick, an incredible boss, has helped me grow, but has really given me and Carlos the space to be ourselves. And I can't be more thankful. Spike Eskin put me in this job. He said, "You're the best host we have that doesn't have a show. You're getting a show." And I got a show. Zach Gelb, I met a long time ago, was like, "Hey, this guy, I want him to fill in for me. I'll kind of foot in the door." David Shepard, I talked to him. He did, while he admittedly said he wanted this job, and that had to be hard for him. And I felt so bad about that. Not bad enough to give him my job, but I felt bad. But I knew that he would be professional and usher me in with this audience. Carlos Ortiz comes aboard. My God, the friendship that I'm going to take out of this with him is incredible. Marco Belletti, the conversations we have, the help he's been, all of the other people that have filled in on the show, I am appreciative for them. I am bitter, though. I am a little of both because I am bitter. I don't like that this is going down. I don't like that I have to do this. I don't like how it went down. A couple of months ago, there was a meeting where it was hastily thrown together. And I know behind the scenes, things are tough, but it was hastily thrown together and people jumped in the meeting and we were told it's ending. Where there's three shows coming over. We don't know everything else that's going to happen, but there could be opportunities for you guys. And so there was still some optimism that maybe, you know, radio changes and maybe things would work out. And we knew we wouldn't all get off the island, but some of us would. Well, pretty much everybody in that meeting is stranded on the island now of unemployment and stranded on the island of trying to figure out why exactly this had to go down the way that it did. The meeting was abrupt. It was a lot of corporate, "Hey, this is great, whatever." For who, though? Not for a lot of the hosts that have had to say goodbye over the last couple of weeks. After the meeting, we were told it will roll a plan how you guys could say goodbye. Radio silence. No direction on how to do this. So I'm bitter, but am I bitter because of I had a bad experience at a meeting? I didn't like that I didn't get checked up on? Yes, I mean, I am bitter about that. But what I'm bitter about the most is that I don't think you guys were thought of at all. At all. The listeners of the Infinity Sports Network were an afterthought. Not even a thought. You got afterthought means you were at least a thought. I don't think you were a thought at all in this process. The Infinity Sports Network is a great network with a lot of history. And you've seen a lot of that history. Some of the biggest names in radio have spent time on CBS Sports Radio and or the now Infinity Sports Network. And you have been listeners of those people. And they have said goodbye on their own terms because they wanted to go somewhere else, because they wanted to do bigger and better things. But you've been able to say goodbye to them, and it made sense. This, to me, doesn't make sense. This is a network that goes toe-to-toe with anybody nationally. And the thing about the Infinity Sports Network, and we joke about this a lot, is people that start listening to my show, they listen because they're listening to the radio. We didn't do a lot of advertising outside. I don't regret that. We are a radio show at its core. We are maybe the last true radio show. A show that you want to listen to it, listen on the radio. We put up the podcast, sure. But we are a radio show. We're not spitting out clips, and that's fine. And I do that with other stuff. I can do that. If that's what hindered me from a job, because I'm not, hey, I'm a fresh new guy. I'm going to be interactive. I am interactive. Look at any of my stuff. I'm interactive. We are a network where I think a lot of people, we come on after a game ends. Or you're driving truck and you're just like, I just need anything that's live. I can't do music. This is a rerun. A lot of you hear us by accident, okay? But you come back to listen to us on purpose. The Infinity Sports Network listeners are among the, if not the most loyal group of listeners that I think I've ever seen in radio. You can go across the country and grab it. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You find us and you stick with us. And you make us a part of your day. And you make us a part of your night. And on this show, where we're on late at night, where it is late night sports talk, where you do have that relationship. People always say radio's dying. Look at this, another example. Radio's not dying. But it will die if the people in charge of radio continue to make decisions about how can we do this the most cheap and how can we do this the most quote-unquote effective. What is going to replace us, I'm not entirely sure. And I do sincerely wish them the best because I got an opportunity like this once and now a lot of these folks are getting that opportunity. And if you want to listen to them, give them a try. If you don't, I understand. I wouldn't take it out on any of them. Just like, you know, you guys didn't take it out on me. So I don't want to see, that. And anybody taking over on the new network, I do wish the best. I still don't understand why the need for a new network. Like, this is a complete new network. It is just going away. It is a new title belt. The lineage is over. It is a new era in radio, one where CBS Sports Radio and the Infinity Sports Network are dead. So I do not understand why it is happening. And for that, I am bitter and will be for a long time. I say this because I appreciate everything you guys have said. All the listeners, all these calls. It's absurd that I'm going to get some of the most nice things that have ever been said about me. And I'm going to go try to apply to other jobs. And maybe someone's like, well, what's your resume? So I don't know. This one guy listened to me. I was his last companion on the radio for 2 years. Oh, that doesn't matter. Where is that going to translate? Where are we going to have this relationship again? So I will miss that incredibly. And I thank you, everyone that has reached out. I don't know what's next for me, but I know that whatever's next, it will be because I'm me. And I got here because I'm me. And that is my last wish for everybody. Be you. Don't be fake. Be genuine. I never regret anything about anything because I did it as me. I watched my kid grow up. He's going to have some hard years. Some teenage years. Some college years. There's already like friends that I see him being him, and there's friends I see influencing him, and I don't want that. I just want him to be him. Just be yourself. Live the way that is true to yourself, and you'll never have any regrets and good things will happen. So we're signing off here tonight on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm incredibly heartbroken for all of my colleagues and all of you guys that have listened for all this time. I thank you for all your listening, and I thank you for everything you've said. And with that, the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network comes to a close. Carlos, thank you.
Thank you, Bart. I love you.
You are my brother. And to all of you, I didn't thank you enough in that. Sincerely. The greatest batch of listeners you could ever find. Pat Boyle's up next. We'll talk to you. I almost swore there. I have no idea. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.